Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Going where the water tastes like wine.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily. Presented by Mokarum Injury Lawyers.
That's right. Actually, you're going to dive in the mind of us. As Clint Sterner is out today, Luke Morrow is in. But we're going to hold down Dirty's Daily.
Former state champion mind. You're damn right. The show, Hugo.
Damn right. Dirty's Daily, which is powered by Mokarum Injury Lawyers. Hard as hell to say, easy to dial. 281-222-2222.
I hear they keep it 100.
I believe they do. Once again, if you didn't get that number, 281 and a bunch of twos following it. 222-2222.
That's what you should have yelled back at that lady.
Yeah.
Hey.
I'm a high school state champ.
Damn it. All right.
I don't know who you're yelling at.
Dirty's Daily today is going to be powered by Mokarum Injury Lawyers.
I thought that's what Luke was saying. I was like, that'd have been weird.
Hard as hell to say.
That too.
Hard as hell to say, ma'am.
Yeah, get those workout sponsors.
Easy to dial.
You get hurt at this line, I got you.
281, and you figure out the two. 222-2222. There it is.
Twink it
too. Have a good time. Again, she meant well. It just she just destroyed me for the next 3 minutes of my walk.
It was rude.
It was. Speaking of hearing Bill Walton, rest in peace. Rest in peace to Jim Irsay, as the Colts owner passed away yesterday. Reports are that he died peacefully coming from his family. But 65 years old, the owner of the Colts didn't, that was one obviously didn't see that one coming. A statement from the Texans, from the McNair family, from Janice, Hannah, and Cal McNair. We are deeply saddened to learn of the passing of Jim Irsay. Our heartfelt condolences are with the Irsay family and the Colts organization during this devastating time. For decades, Jim was a pillar in our NFL family and a fierce competitor while also being a great friend. He will be missed, but his impact on the game will be felt in Indianapolis and across the league for many years to come. Again, that was from the McNair family. Just a really sad thing. 65 years old. Didn't hear that he was sick. Maybe there'll be more that comes out, but didn't hear that he was sick, anything like that. Passes away at 65 years old. You say that's young. Hell, that's my mom's 66. Still feeling, and still feeling young, moving around. So that is a really terrible situation for the Colts and their family. And Jim Irsay, I know a lot talked about with Jim Irsay, but just a sad, sad time, sad situation there.
Yeah, sure is. I was shocked to see that. It's
I was caught off guard by that.
Yeah, and it's weird too, you know, because peacefully in his sleep, but it was in the afternoon. He was tweeting earlier, so maybe it was a nap during the day. But It's just odd. We might get more details. I don't know if he was dealing with something, if he was sick, or who
You're
knows.
Right. He did tweet. He had just tweeted.
Yeah, support for the Pacers.
Yeah. Yeah, he sure
that
did.
Morning. Yeah,
Tyler, so. You were just... He was buying you drinks.
I just had a drink with him like months ago.
Oh, wow.
At Toyota Center. He bought you drinks. Tyler was sitting.
That's what kind of freaked me out and kind of made me sit back last night when the news hit.
Yeah. 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 It was startling. And 65 is young, and I think it's even younger for people that have money. I'm always surprised when millionaires pass away a little bit younger because theoretically they have the resources to be able to handle things and live longer than the average person. So that too stood out. And then from, you know, that's most important, and thoughts and prayers to the family and the Colts organization and everything, of course. But then the sports aspect too is just you wonder about the Colts moving forward because, you know, frankly, the Saints and even the Pelicans have been kind of a mess since Tom Benson passed away. The Seahawks haven't really been the same since Paul Allen passed away. So you just wonder, his daughter's going to run the Colts organization.
Is that what they said, who's going
to
run?
Yeah, that's who he left it to. It's up to them what they want to do. But I don't know how involved they've been in the past, if they're just now stepping into it for the first time. So it's kind of like maybe a rudderless ship. So just from a sports perspective, you also wonder what the future of the Colts is going to be like. But I was sad to see the news. I always liked Jim Irsay, and sad to see him pass away.
Breaking news from Sports Radio 610 is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
All right, Tyler's got some breaking news in the middle of Dirty's Daily. What you got?
Yes, little baseball breaking news here for you on a Thursday regarding these Astros. Multiple sources now reporting the last few minutes. Well, it's not good. Ronel Blanco, that elbow of his, he is going on the injured list, and he is going to be seeking a second medical opinion on his injured elbow, Joe Espada has just told the press. The first opinion showed, quote, inflammation, Espada said.
All right, to go along with that, Chandler Rome reports the Astros are calling up Colton Gordon to take Blanco's spot in the active rotation. So Gordo will be back, or Bixie, whatever one you call him. Again, breaking news there, Ronel Blanco, we kind of feared, as I said, at the least, he'll go on the IL, you would think. They're going to be cautious with him. Could it be worse? Like, when I hear this, fellas, Ronel Blanco is going on the injured list and seeking a second opinion on his injured elbow, Joe Espada said. The first opinion showed inflammation. But, like, if you're seeking a second opinion on inflammation, like, what do you need a second opinion on
if it's just
inflammation?
Something's inflamed.
Like, have you heard something different? Like, is it just inflammation? Like, right now, if they say, hey, man, your knee's kind of swollen. You got some inflammation there. All right. You know what? To hell with that. I'm going to go get a second opinion on inflammation. Like, I would imagine if this is an elbow thing and you're getting a second opinion, it may be something that you're fearing worse than that.
For sure. Second opinion's never a good thing, right? You never get good news and then go for a second opinion. So it's always something bad. And, yeah, everything about this has reeked from the moment it started. It's not good. You might as well call up Dr. James Andrews in Louisville now.
Is he in Louisville now? I thought he was in Alabama.
Oh, maybe he's in Alabama. I don't know where he is. Wherever he is, you better find him.
You just said Louisville with such confidence. Somebody find out where Dr. James Andrews, the most famous surgeon. I mean, any athlete, any WWE wrestler.
Well, this is not good.
My guess was going to be Birmingham, Alabama, maybe Hoover, Alabama. I feel like he's somewhere in Alabama is where I felt like people would go with old James Andrews or whatever. What's his name?
James Andrews. Yeah, James Dr. James Andrews. Yeah. Dr. James Andrews.
Dr. James yeah. Andrews. But again, right, so that's Colton Gordon. And listen, we had already expected Colton Gordon to be in this rotation anyhow. So we knew he was going to be there. So right now, the Astros rotation consists of Hunter Brown, Framber Valdez, Lance McCullers, Colton Gordon, and
it's off.
And Walter. Brandon Walter, is that where you are right now? Am I missing somebody else?
And when we were going into spring training, man, I mean, we talked about it on this show, like how exciting the potential look of this starting rotation was going
to
be.
Gusto. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut Gusto from the leg. So maybe Gusto's in over Walter. Or maybe they want to stay with the six-man rotation with Walter. I don't know. What the hell they wanted to do it with Gordon.
We trust in Joe, right? He's the captain. It's fine.
It's also, you know, armchair quarterback now, but this was a concern last year when a lot of these guys were throwing such a career high in innings. And I don't know if that's related to it at all, but, well, you know.
Some people are asking that question. Someone texted in and said, do you think these elbow injuries are more than before? And is this an Astros thing? I don't know. I talked about this, I believe, yesterday. I feel like this is just kind of what's going on around the league, but it does feel like, maybe because we cover the Astros, like we can run down the list of this. This is now Ronel Blanco, who's at least going on for, he's getting a second opinion on what he saw. Clearly didn't like what he saw on the first imaging. But then we know Hayden Wisniewski came over and is going to have Tommy John. Christian Javier has had Tommy John. Garcia has now had a setback from his Tommy John that he had before Javier. Lance McCullers and all that he's had, and the Tommy John he had before. Verlander, Tommy John, his issues he's had. Jose Urquidy, Tommy John, his issues he's had. I haven't even seen JP France in forever, and I think his is a shoulder. It is. It's interesting. It's interesting to see. They have dealt with this a ton.
Yeah, you got to do some self-scouting in this area. Because I don't think it's hyperbolic to say. I do believe they lead the league or have led the league in pitchers' injuries in recent years.
Yeah.
So I know it's a trend in baseball. Injuries are going up with pitchers and the way the game has changed. But feels like it's increased at a more rapid pace for the Astros.
Want to send a congratulations to the Houston Rockets and their young potential star, Amen Thompson, as he makes, in year two, the NBA All-Defensive First Team. And I get the feeling, Luke, that this is a place that Amen Thompson is going to live throughout his career and a future Defensive Player of the Year, especially the way basketball is changing. And let's just each year, Victor just goes off with blocking shots. But I think there's a chance he can win multiple Defensive Player of the Year awards and be in this situation. I heard somebody say this. I can't remember who said this. Maybe it was Sean Pendergast. But he said, of all the players on this team, Amen Thompson's the only one that does something at an elite level, and that's defend. Right? They've got, like, you know, before the choke job of the playoffs, Jalen Green was solid at areas. Alperen Şengün is pretty good. Maybe he is an elite passer for a big man. Maybe if you want to get that specific, but really good. But nothing that he does just exceptional. Amen Thompson is, and clearly by the voting, is he's on there with Dyson Daniels, Lou Dort, Draymond Green, and the winner of the Defensive Player of the Year award this year, Evan Mobley. He is an elite defensive player, and his game is so unique. And if ever that offense if he just figures out a way to figure out to do things offensively in some way so he doesn't become Ben Simmons, he is going to be hell to deal with and one of the most unique weapons in the game.
Yeah, athletically, I mean, he's just a freak. The metrics are off the charts in terms of what we've seen in the NBA. He's just the ninth player in NBA history to make the all-defensive team in the first or second season of his career. And some others who have done that are Walt Frazier, David Robinson, Tim Duncan, Victor Wembanyama, a lot of Spurs, but a lot of talented players, Bobby Jones back in the day. So bodes well for him to be this good, at least on one side of the court, right? To be one of the best defensive players already at age 22 in the league. And then you hope that the offensive side continues to mature and develop for him. But not much of a surprise for those that have watched him in the Rockets. Figured he'd be somewhere on this list, and it's good to see. He's the most exciting player on this roster.
Yeah, right? I like him. He was the guy that I still to this day is the only one to me that is realistically untouchable.
Hmm.
When I say realistically untouchable, I'm talking about stuff that won't happen. Like, yeah, I don't think the Timberwolves are going to trade Anthony Edwards, right? And that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. But none of these deals that we're hearing would I involve him in it. I just can't put a finger on what he's going to be.
Yeah.
Like, his game is, it can be so unique. I know he's going to impact the game in a major way. But what's the ceiling on how high that impact can be? Is it impact on like a Draymond level, which is Hall of Fame worthy? Is it impact on a level of maybe more of a two? Or is this an impact like a Kawhi Leonard, who is like amazing on both ends of the floor, two-way player, and finds a way to score? You just can't kind of put your finger on what he's going to be.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I think he has the highest ceiling of anyone on the team. When I've watched him and I've thought about him, he's actually, this might sound ridiculous, but he's reminded me of Dwight Howard, where you saw like the freak athleticism. The defense was there before the offense for Dwight, and you were just wondering, is he going to develop like this unstoppable post game, or is he just going to be this athletic guy that dunks a lot? And they brought in Patrick Ewing to try to help him with his post moves and some of his shooting, and it just never really developed. And Dwight had a good career, obviously, you know, played in Houston as well.
Yeah,
which I don't know. He could have had a legendary career if he ever truly developed like a real skill set on offense. And so I wonder the same thing about Amen. Like, is he just going to be an athletic freak, or is he going to be able to develop that skill set on offense where he becomes like one of the best players in the league?
Yeah, I'm trying not to fight this Dwight Howard thing on you real quick. I mean, I don't love him. It's just you're the best player on the team that goes to the finals. I don't know if there's anybody that hasn't made it to the Hall on that.
That's a good question. That's an interesting thought. I don't know.
Like, he's the best player, and not to mention he's been to multiple All-Stars. He's got multiple Defensive Player of the Year awards. Like,
yeah, but he kind of had that Don Mattingly thing where, like, it was a great burst. He had, like, 6 years.
6 or 7 years. And then even when, like, towards the end, when he was with the Lakers and stuff like that as a backup, like added on to it. Yeah, that's I don't know. Someone texted in, Ron, that's a big-ass if, because the men's shooting mechanics are bad and his handles are loose, too. He's closer to Ben Simmons than he is. I don't know that I agree with that, Ocho. I mean, he's willing to take shots. Ben, like, honest to God, that stat of Ben was in the NBA and had only taken 3 3-pointers in his basketball career from high school, college, into his time in the NBA. And like one of them was a buzzer beater that he had to get up. No, I think he's willing. We saw it go on. He was like, as that series against the Warriors went on, he started to figure out his lane of how he can get, like, how he could get points and how he could get to the basket and score. So listen, a lot of these guys aren't able to shoot when they get in.
Yeah,
a lot of them aren't great shooters when they get in, and they figure. Kawhi Leonard was not a great shooter when he got in. LeBron was not a great shooter when he got in. Like, a lot of these, like, Ben Simmons just didn't even attempt it. But a lot of these guys lack that when they first get in.
Yeah, that's the one thing you
Jalen Green has improved his shooting when he first got in.
Yeah, that's the one thing you can improve on by just being in the gym and getting a bunch of shots up. I mean, Magic did in his career going way back. Even Jordan improved his outside shooting. You mentioned LeBron. Some of the all-time greats. That's the one thing you can improve over the course of your NBA career, is you can become a better outside shooter, and that is something he will have to do.
All right, coming up. All right, here it is. This is what we'll do. We'll see what happens. I cannot wait until training camp to start to see what guys are rolling with the air quotes ones. But let's try to figure it out with this offensive line. Who's going to be the starting five? 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, who is going to be the starting five on this offensive line? We'll do that next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back, beautiful people. Let's hear it. I want to see it. Text in. What are your five? What are your five? The five offensive linemen you think are going to be in front of CJ Stroud. The five that you think are going to be there to help Joe Mixon and Woody Marks and Damian Pierce, maybe. The five that you think that Nick Caley, Nick Caserio, D'Amico Ryans, everybody involved is going to be up front with this offensive line. Because I'll be honest with you, I don't think it's a conversation we can talk about enough. Because it is the thing that held this team back. This team maybe should have won 12 games last year. They won 10, maybe two more. Maybe they're not having to go through the road that they had to go through. I mean, you know, maybe this should have been a team, when you look around, that could have been better, but their offensive line offensively really held them back. And they've made plenty of changes. They've made changes from what we're hearing coaching staff-wise. They've made changes from what we hear maybe scheme-wise. They've made changes with new players. They got rid of some players. They started their offensive line, and tell me if I'm wrong. I'm doing this off the dome. They started their offensive line last year with Laremy Tunsil at left tackle, Kenyon Green at left guard, Juice Scruggs at center, Shaq Mason at right guard, and Titus Howard at right tackle. Shaq Mason's gone. Laremy Tunsil's gone. Titus is going to play a different position, it looks like. Juice Scruggs is up in the air, although I think he will start probably somewhere. And then Kenyon Green is gone. So they've got three guys that were in their starting lineup that are no longer going to be there on the team. And then another one who was in that starting lineup who seems to be primed to move to another space. C. Mallory goes. Cam Robinson at left tackle, Titus at left guard, Patterson at center, Scruggs at right guard, Fisher at right tackle. We'll get to you, John, in a second. 713-572-4610 calling in. What do you think? Because this is the most critical thing, one of the most critical things to the team. Obviously, your quarterback play is that. Nick Caley, his first year, is that. But this stopped. Actually, let's just be honest. They've gone 10-7 the last 2 years, and I believe their offensive line in both years hindered them. They couldn't run the ball worth a damn at times, and they probably had to do things with that offense in fear of pressure getting there quick for them, as we saw in New York where CJ was hurt. And then last year was just all hell broke loose. So what do you see as the starting five, this important group in front of CJ?
By the way, I also think it's the linchpin to this year. A lot of people are predicting 10-7 again for the third straight year for the Texans, and I think that's because the offensive line really hasn't improved over these past 3 years enough to be able to take that,
forward. And I guess a lot of people are looking, well, they didn't really make the moves that you would think would say that's going to improve.
Right. So we'll see. The five that I laid out earlier, though I do like the five that was just mentioned by the listener, I would go Cam Robinson, Titus Howard, and then I had Juice Scruggs at center.
I think they want him to play center.
Yeah, I could see that. I think I like him more there. And then kind of by default, I put, Laken Tomlinson at the other guard.
That's what I guess.
Yeah, that's kind of a black hole for me on this offensive line, that other guard. I think Titus Howard holds down one guard spot. I don't feel good about the other one. And then Blake Fisher, for me, to at least begin the year, is the right tackle opposite of Cam. I don't feel overly confident, but that's how I'd lay it out.
Yeah, I think this is a big training camp for Blake Fisher, because I think Ariante Ursary, the one guy they drafted in the draft, and they moved up in the second round to get him. Now, they drafted Blake Fisher in the second round last year, too. They moved up to get Ursary in the second round. That's maybe the one place I disagree. I think Ursary, by the time we get to the beginning of the season, I think he'll start, and I think this could be a similar situation into how they handled Kamari Lassiter. You remember they did with Kamari Lassiter last year? He was just rolling with the ones the whole way from the jump. Like, there was no, all right, hey, man, let's let him build up to getting to that spot. No, he was opposite of Derek Stingley Jr. every single time out, and I think we will start and see Ariante Ursary, the second-round pick from Minnesota, in that position. I think he will be there. Let's hit the phone lines. John, all right, this is a big, big, big part of this team, the offensive line. How do you see the five being when the season starts?
How's it going, fellas?
Good.
Left tackle, Cam Robinson. Left guard, I think we can go Laken Tomlinson. Center, Juice Scruggs. Right guard, I'm on board with starting Ariante Ursary. Let's put him at right guard. And right tackle, Blake Fisher. I think the only thing I'm concerned about is the L.A. Rams week one and their pass rush.
Well, a couple of things with that. First off, John, let me hear this. First off, because you have Cam Robinson, Laken Tomlinson, you have Juice Scruggs, and you have Ariante Ursary, and then Blake Fisher. Obviously, the highest paid player on the offensive line, Titus Howard, you don't have in there. Do you feel good about that five? Would you feel good about that five going into the season with the Texans?
Yeah, I would. Titus Howard is getting paid a boatload, and I think he's a talented player. But DeMeco Ryans is all about competition and training camp. And I do think that, similar to Laremy Tunsil, Titus Howard might get a little ahead of himself in training camp. I like Ursary and his raw athleticism to beat him out. I don't think that'll necessarily mean deal Howard away, but I like the young bucks to get in there for the offensive line and just have a complete overhaul.
I can see that. Appreciate the call, John. John wants to see new things. Let me tell you something right now. If Titus Howard is healthy, and Titus Howard making his $18 million that he's making, and Titus Howard, who they revamped his contract so he could get paid immediately, save a little cash, if Titus Howard ain't in this starting five and he's healthy, they better deal his ass. Titus Howard ain't. Titus Howard is the one that goes to his to his Twitter account before he shut it down and says, "Hey, I'm the right tackle." He damn sure ain't about to go and be a swing tackle. And if Nick Caserio is going to have that cat over there making that kind of money, and him not be one of the starters, hell, and he can't beat out Lakin Tomlinson, and the Ursary thing, they have made it very clear that he is going to be a tackle. That they've made that very clear, John. They've said he is going to be a tackle. No, Titus Howard. If anybody else, like I would, if there is one player I'd put my balls on the table for that's going to be a part of the five, let me take that back. If there's any player that I would put everything on, not my balls or money, that thinks that he will be in one of the five, it'd be Titus Howard. Right? He plays too many other positions, and Blake Fisher, Lakin Tomlinson, the rookie Ursary, hell, Cam Robinson better not hold him off the field. Bet not. Appreciate your call, John. If that would happen, because see, if that would happen, John, now Nick Caserio and D'Amico having to admit to themselves, like, hey, man, we made him the fifth highest paid right tackle in football when we signed him. And now we can't, now we ain't going to play him. I don't think that's the case. All right, coming up next, simply this. What the hell is Tyler doing? Why is he doing this, and why is he going to be wearing this? Why? We'll discuss that coming up next. And the Rockets, maybe they won't be trying to get a guy like Giannis. Maybe there's a different thought. We'll discuss all that coming up next.
Hey, thank you, Tom.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Alan Milner.
I don't give a mother duck.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Text line coming in. If you were going strictly on talent, then Howard would not start. I vehemently disagree with that.
That's a dumb.
Yeah, I can't get with that.
No offense.
I think he's the best tackle on the team, which has been my issue with why are you moving your best tackle to guard? I think he's a better tackle, damn sure a better tackle than Blake Fisher right now. I'm not saying Blake Fisher can't play, but I think he's a better tackle than Blake Fisher. And, I mean, if you go about talent, I mean, shoot, man, he played guard it probably better than anybody else did last year. And he's not a great guard at all. I've been one that said no, he shouldn't play guard unless you've got a complete train wreck going on over there, like they did last year. So I can't get with that. I don't think the world, like, he is a Pro Bowl, All Pro type player in Tytus Howard, but he's damn sure one of the top three, if not the. I mean, who is the best offensive lineman on this team?
It's a good question.
Is it him? It's got to be him, right?
I would think so.
I know you're not saying Cam Robinson. I think no. Some others may.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. Ironically, I have him as one of the guards, but yeah, I think he's definitely the best tackle on the team. And yeah, he probably is the best lineman. I get like the caller had said last segment, you know, kind of like the change for the sake of change and lump him in with a lot of the guys that maybe weren't getting the job done last year or 2 years ago, but. Yeah, I think he's still just too talented. You got to keep him in there. He is probably your best offensive lineman that you have right now.
He's your highest paid and best. Uncle Glenn in the building. What's up, Unc?
Glenn! Play ball, play! How y'all doing, man?
What's your thoughts on this O-line?
Well, first of all, I'm pissed off.
What you pissed off
for? The Bears went off and got all them Pro Bowl-type folks. And my man Casario, he went and got Cam Robinson from Shady Oaks old folks home. The man's damn near 90 years old.
I don't think Cam's that old.
But he'll probably play at left. I think Tytus will play guard, and you're right, he's not. And then Juice at center. And then, what's that boy's name, Tomlinson?
Yeah.
At right guard.
Yeah.
But y'all ain't said nothing, and I could be wrong, but y'all ain't said nothing about what's that other boy that came down from Minnesota?
Oh, you talking about Ed Ingram? Or are you talking about Trent Brown? You talking about Ed Ingram?
I'm talking about Ingram and Brown, two other old folks.
Yeah, those are older folks, bad hits.
Okay, but what I don't understand is, and I'm going to let you know, is Nick Casario trying to get fired?
I appreciate you, Uncle Glenn. I don't think Nick
is that my boy wrong?
It is. I don't think Glenn. He's trying to get fired. I think they really believe in this approach. I think Glenn. He wanted to change and felt like they needed to change the physicality in the room. And I think now I'm telling you. I'm saying this is what I think, not that what I believe. This is what I think the game plan is. Is to change and become more physical, and I think they believe they are doing that when they add Ursary in the draft. That's why I'm a proponent of thinking he's going to be a part of this. And they bring in a Cam Robinson, and they move away from Laramie Tunzel. I think they want to be more physical. And then I think they are laying a ton of belief in the coaching staff, and the scheme will change it. The coaching staff and scheme are things that were so out of whack the last couple of years that will change it. And I think to me that is that was the mindset of, and I think Caserio, Nick Cayley, D'Amico Ryans, I think that was the entire mindset, how they went about kind of changing this room to where it is.
I'm with that. And I also think offensive line's the one part in football where the whole is better than the sum of its parts. So even if, like, individually you don't have maybe these Pro Bowl players, if you can find that best cohesive unit of these five guys work well together, you can piece it together. And I've referenced it before about Bucky Brooks saying that you know, you'd rather have like five C's across the board than two A's and two F's. Like, you just got to be, you're only as good as your weakest part on that offensive line. So that idea too of, you know, on paper, the back of the football cards, these guys might not be the most exceptional players, but maybe you get that right mix in the room of, you find five guys that work well together, and that leads to an improvement on the offensive line.
Not to move on, but again, what is Tyler? Why is he doing this? Tyler is going to the Cayman Islands tomorrow.
I was very curious about where this was going to go. I didn't know what I had done to upset you.
And if you don't follow T-Mill Real Deal, you might as well.
Oh, I know where you're going.
And he has decided to really embrace his country in the Cayman Islands. And he is wearing, it looks like a Speedo of the American flag.
Patriotic banana hammock in the house.
Like,
what's wrong with that?
You're not going to wear this.
Ma'am, do you not see that USA, that Stars and Stripes,
I see
that banana hammock, and do you not see a good time and a party waiting to happen?
Listen.
In all seriousness.
I can see all of those things. I love that it has the string to tie her tighter, but I don't normally see those in Speedos, but it has the string.
Listen. I don't got to ask, man.
I don't think that you have the confidence to go and wear this.
Ooh. Worn in public twice already.
I don't think. I just don't. I'd like to see some
photos. I'll do it a third, I promise.
I'd like to see some photos. Okay. I want to see some photos. I just don't think.
Okay.
I don't think you got it in you to say, you know what?
I will put your mind at ease, my friend.
I am going in this. I am going. I mean, it's literally a Speedo, guys. These aren't trunks.
Oh, no.
This is coming up.
It's a show.
Coming up with right through the...
I have to really pay attention to my manscaping on weeks I wear these. Really got to pay attention.
Stop saying weeks like it's something you pulled out a lot. Like, do you...
This is the third time I tubed on the Guadalupe in this banana hammock not that long ago.
And you're going shirtless, right? Just shirtless, just in this.
I got to get my bronze on. Got to get my tan on.
So I just don't know, man. I don't know.
It's not a look for everybody.
I cannot believe that nobody is taking pictures of you in this. Like, I feel like you should have pictures at the ready.
Well, usually the people I'm with partying in this banana hammock aren't, they don't want any evidence out there.
Tyler, I'm telling you what, I don't care what the situation is.
Oh, I'm going to get you a picture.
I'm getting you. If I'm with you, I'm getting you in that. If I'm with Tyler and he's wearing them panties
Whoa,
with the American, they're panties. That's
they're
what
not
they are.
Panties.
They're
it's a men's bathing suit. I got in a men's bathing suit department.
I know they're men's bathing suits, but
it's
just like
panties, man.
What Triple H and The Rock wear out there, them is panties.
No,
them
those are their wrestling tights.
Yes, they're wrestling tights in the shape form of panties, and you are putting on panties.
They're not lace.
I'm not saying they're laced, but I'm just saying they're panty adjacent at the very least, right? Like them is panties right there.
I'm not painting the picture for you. I'm literally, this is going to be the picture you're going to get tomorrow. Tomorrow I will send you a picture during this program.
You're going to wear
me
on the flight?
Yeah.
No. Once we get to the beach, I don't want to get thrown off my United flight.
I'm
going to
show the entire YouTube and Twitch.
No, and that's fine.
I want
to. I'm going to send it to you. I'm going to be on the beach with a margarita in my hand, sun on my face. Balls out, baby. Let's go.
As Trishelle from Real World Las Vegas, one of the real great seasons, as she would say,
who could forget?
I'd have to be 3 to 4 sheets to the wind to get the courage up to put this in and go out there. Because I feel like you gotta.
That thoroughly surprises me.
No, that's why I'm saying that's a courage thing right there.
You're a courageous, confident young man.
That's a courage. I ain't that damn confident.
Feels like it most days.
I have to be just walking out there and getting Speedos and panties. Worst visual ever on 610, on Sports Radio 610.
Oh, you know I'm running through your mind. Don't lie. Don't lie. You like it.
Dirty I just said, yeah, someone said, I can't remember his name, but there was a player for the Astros in 17 in the World Series that wore a Speedo. I'm sure.
Mr. Josh
those
Reddick.
Guys. Those, yeah, of course it was. That
does that surprise you?
I was going to give whoever that person was a break, but then you said it was slick back Josh Reddick who puts his name in bold big letters across the front of his car.
That's right.
That guy, I wouldn't. But at least those guys were hammered. Those guys were hammered drunk running Woo! Around.
I'm going to be hammered drunk.
Luke, wouldn't you think if I had that, if I wore them panties twice on an outing, don't you think somebody have a photo of that?
Yeah.
Ain't no chance.
I hear
Maybe
that.
They may not have worn it, but somebody
I've only worn it twice.
I know it. Two times there would have been eight of them.
A lot of call-outs today on your character.
Show really wants to see a picture.
What's real or not?
I'm just saying. I'm just saying that takes an awful lot of confidence. And you either have to be drunk or just or something else.
It's not going to be a margarita. It's going to be a tequila sunrise in my hand for the picture.
Text line, Brenton Heights. Show really wants to see a picture of T. Mill in that Speedo. Yeah, no, I do.
Yeah, he's not being weird about it.
Just
needs proof.
I'm loving it. I want to see that. No, yeah.
Why am
I
defending you?
I don't. Look, I just.
You're calling my stuff panties.
They are in the shape of panties. Panties are shaped the same way.
Well, I mean, you can say that about. So do you call diapers panties?
They're panty adjacent. Like
panty adjacent is my favorite term of the day.
The shape of them Speedos are the same shape of the draws that the great John McClane has on right now. They're the same shape.
100%. And he's told us.
And that. His are panties.
They watched the porn.
Yours are a little thicker, the panties. I think I like that was called out of question. By the way, John McClane will be on Texans All Access tonight. So stay tuned for that a little bit later on. And just know, yeah, he'll be wearing it. But yeah, I bet you John McClane had him a Speedo.
In all seriousness, 100% had to.
All had to.
100% back then.
I've seen some old John photos, and he seemed like a guy that would wear a button up, you know, plaid shirt to the pool with them Speedo panties on.
Damn pig.
With them glasses and let it rip.
I feel like panty adjacent is a good thing, though. Don't you always want to be panty adjacent?
I know I do, Luke.
Right? Is that it for me?
Isn't that's a compliment?
Talk about the picture.
I feel like panty adjacent's a good thing.
Yeah.
713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch.
Is panty
adjacent a good thing? As Luke said, text in your thoughts, yay or nay. Is panty adjacent a good thing? I'm sold now. I am sold.
That's like in the Loops question of the day. That's the Drive's question of the day right there.
Yeah, there it is.
We keep it hot.
No, you're the one keeping it hot. All right.
You're right.
Coming up, 5 o'clock fire. How big is this start for Lance McCullers? We'll get you ready, give you the lineup. A big one tonight. A big one tonight, especially the show that Tyrese Haliburton put on. The person that everybody wants to be the face of the league has to step up, and then there's some big breaking news coming out of college football. We'll get all to that coming up next right here live on the Panty Adjacent Drive.
You guys ever wore a thong?
I'm wearing one right now.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.